The document is really a companion document to one that appeared in 1987 called Donum Vitae. And I would say that the principles articulated by Donum Vitae about the sacredness of the beginning of life, those principles remain applicable in this new document, which is called The Dignity of the Person, or Dignitas Personae. So that in that sense, there's a vision of the human person which is consistent, and which the Magisterium of the Church has always proposed, that we see human beings not just as physical beings, but as physical spiritual beings with a destiny beyond that God is calling us to, and that in viewing all the moral issues, including those in bioethics, we have to take that larger sort of picture of what it means to be human into account.
Father DeNoia, what's new in this document then? You say that in principle everything is the same. Now, to a certain extent, people who are familiar with Catholic thinking are not going to be surprised by this, but the question is there, isn't it? Why this new document at all?
Yes. This the very point of this document was to take account of new developments in the area of medical technology and scientific studies in these issues that have emerged in the 20 or so years since Donum Vitae. Because there are new developments in these areas, there is an attempt to apply the principles of moral theology as they affect bioethics to these new developments.
We'll hear often that the Church is against stem cell research. The Church says no to stem cell research, for example. Some people say that the Church says no to just about everything. What would you have to say to people who take that general position, and would you have anything to clarify regarding the Church's position on stem cells? Is there anything perhaps that this document specifically clarifies?
Yes. Perhaps I'll begin with that first and then go to the larger issue. With regard to stem cell research, the Church is very clear that stem cells derived from other sources than the embryo is perfectly legitimate. The issue with stem cell research that is morally problematic is to treat the embryo, which is, from the Church's perspective, a living human being, as the basis for, this is going to sound a little bit crude, spare parts. So that is to say, to treat the embryo, not to recognize the full human dignity of the embryo, and to use it in order to experiment in a way that would be, well, I mean, I suppose the Nazis did it, but unthinkable if you were talking about grown, fully formed human beings. But this use of the embryo for the sake of experimentation and even for therapeutic purposes, that is what is excluded. But the Church totally supports all of the kind of stem cell research, which is, by the way, although not directly applicable morally, much more fruitful, apparently, for therapeutic purposes. Many people think, especially in the area of healthcare, which is really where we are, essentially medicine and healthcare, they think of Catholic teaching in terms of prohibited services. That is, they think of all of the things that you cannot do if you're a Catholic hospital, Catholic physician, a Catholic nurse, whatever. These no's, as the Holy Father has said many times, Pope Benedict has said this, these no's are derived from very large yes, and many, many, smaller yeses. I mean, the large yes is the yes to the dignity of human life. I mean, Dignitas Personae states at the very outset that it wishes to emphasize the great yes to human life, that's a quote. And this is a positive, sort of resounding, fundamental yes to the human life and the integrity, in this case, the integrity of marriage and of the unity of the husband and wife in producing the child in the section on the second part on assisted fertilization. Then there is also a yes to science, the recognition of the scientific developments that have taken place. There's a yes to all the fertility treatments that, in fact, to quote the document, overcome or correct pathologies and succeed in reestablishing the normal functioning of human procreation. There's a yes to the therapeutic use of stem cells, as I mentioned already. There's a yes to the intrinsic worth, value, and equality of every human being from conception to natural death. So in the end, I could go on, but this litany of yeses, some of these affirmations and positive assertions have a negative side, but their principal direction is a positive account, a vision of what it means to be human and why human life is sacred, as we say over and over again, and we will, from conception to natural death.